Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago is with us for extremely local news. And just in time for summer, another rainbow cone opening up. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, rainbow cone has been popping up all over the city and suburbs. After many years, it was just down here in Beverly, its standalone location, and they eventually opened at Navy Pier. But since it's been taken over by the family who runs Bona Beef, they have spread throughout the city and suburbs, and they are opening a location in Wicker Park on May 28th. Neighbors noticed the hot pink seating being assembled on Division Street in the former Cafe Streets location. So Northsiders who haven't been able to venture down Beverly for the original Rainbow Cone will be able to get their fix of the unique Chicago classic in Wicker Park.
And that's good news, no question about it. Let's talk about this Violence Intervention Fund. And for folks who don't know about it, first explain what that is, and then we'll tell you what's happening.
Yeah, so in 2021, there were a series of violent incidences in Hyde Park that left three University of Chicago students dead. It was really tragic, all of these incidents. And in response, the university pledged to commit $15 million to Southside violence prevention. Now, the University of Chicago has its own police department, and they work with the Chicago Police Department, but they wanted to invest in kind of programming on the Southside to reduce kind of the root causes, to tackle the root causes of violence there. But our investigation found that the university has only given out $2.7 million of that $15 million, and nobody really knows what's going on with it, including some of the programs who received money from the university. So some of the people we talked to said, you know, we got, you know, $300,000, or we got a few $100,000 from the university, and then we just never heard from them again. So a lot of grant programs, you have to report results, like, hey, is this actually making a difference in the community? But the people we talked to said there's really nobody at the University of Chicago who's even working on this anymore. So we're staying on it, and we're trying to see, is the university going to fulfill its promise to these Southside neighborhoods to commit to anti-violence programs? And the university has not really answered that question as far as what is going to happen with the rest of the money they promised.
Is the university saying anything at all about this?
They said that they committed $2.7 million. They confirmed that. We had to actually, like, beg them to give us a list of the organizations they granted money to. But otherwise, they have not said what is next for the program. So we are going to continue to stay on the story. They said that they're in the process of requesting progress reviews from grantees, but the grantees said they have not heard anything from the university.
Glad Block Club Chicago is following up on that one. And we conclude today with a couple of animal stories. First, let's find a home for a dog.
Yes, we've been writing about Stevie for a while now. He was found in Humboldt Park in 2022. He's a blind pit bull. He's had many, like, traumatic circumstances over the years, just kind of being pulled in and out of foster homes, people giving him up for adoption. So right now, a dog daycare center called Western Wag is taking care of Stevie, and they are seeking people who want to take care of him and really take him in for life. You can learn more about it at blockclubchicago.org, and you can get the phone number to apply for the dog and learn more about what he's needing. But essentially, they want someone who is experienced in caring for large dogs and hopefully with not a lot of little kids around, because he's just easily scared and is blind and kind of needs a quiet household to feel calm.
BlockClubChicago.org for more on that. And finally, the sighting at Montrose Beach.
Finally, every spring we want to hear this. One of the piping plovers has returned to Montrose Beach. Amani, who is the son of the famous Monty and Rose, the plovers that stole the city hearts city's heart in 2019. He has returned to Montrose. So he has not been successful in finding a mate over the past few years. So we're hoping this year it changes and he sticks around and we can watch this whole process happen all over again. It was really exciting. We actually have some really fun Monty and Rose merchandise on our website as well. If you're a bird nerd like I am and you want to show your plover pride. So you can follow along at the Chicago Piping Plovers Twitter or X account. They are really tracking these birds and we are constantly in contact with them, finding out how these rare species are doing.
You're on it. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.